again pulled from an update in a rundown.ai newsletter where OpenAI and Microsoft had apparently come to an agreement on what they would define as AGI, and apparently they agreed way back in 2023. It should come as no surprise that it is very much a business definition, a monetary definition, and this agreement was just recently revealed. The agreement specifically defines a system as AGI if it is capable of generating $100 billion in profits. So at least in the eyes of OpenAI and Microsoft, or at least their shareholders, the intelligence level of a system can be determined by how much money it can make. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today with our regularly scheduled programming. Super excited to be back to our daily updates and tactics and tools using AI in marketing. We're going to start our return off with a daily digest where we will talk about three recent bits of news in the AI world. Two of them are actually specific to avatars, which we spent a couple of episodes talking about prior to our AI for Beginners series break. So we're going to continue our avatar theme and talk about those two updates today, and also some wild news coming out of Meta about AI avatars as well. So that's going to be the second point of our avatar episode, one of which is some wild news coming out of Meta about AI avatar or personas that can create and maintain active social media profiles. Also a Stanford study on avatar gestures. Just a ton of news in the avatar world. Then we're also going to wrap up with a potentially new standard definition for AGI, which, if you heard any of our AI for Beginners podcast series, we talked about how there's some ambiguity around that definition still. Unless you're Microsoft and OpenAI, who have actually agreed on what they would define as AGI, specifically in a business context. So we'll talk about that as well. Okay, first up, we have that Stanford research that focused on determining how avatars can accurately replicate human behavior in virtual environments. Basically, gestures and movement and facial expressions. If you've checked out any of our episodes on the avatars from HeyGen or RenderNet, specifically HeyGen, I talked about how incredible that product is, but I actually think that if you could incorporate some natural contextual gestures, it would kind of push it over the finish line. As I was creating the avatars and personas, I found that to be somewhat of a limitation when you're creating your source video, as far as what gestures you should include or not include and how it'll affect the avatar's results. So let's break down that study a little bit more. The outcome or the finding was that in order for behavioral realism in avatars to be achieved, it requires two key things: a high number of tracked behaviors and rendered movements of those avatars that are actually based on those trackings, which may seem simple, but the result is potentially game-changing if you're working with these avatars in creating your content, which we strongly recommend here on the AI Marketing Navigator. With this technology, the avatars demonstrated the ability to maintain eye contact with multiple participants. Interestingly, taller avatars actually were more aggressive in their negotiation. So there is some science backing that as well, that this model was able to pick up off, or this research was able to pick up on. They also state that the real-world behavior of these people that participated in these conversations, at least as I understand it, was influenced by these avatars after that conversation. So essentially the assertion there is that yes, in fact, you can use an avatar to create meaningful, impactful messages that will drive action from those who encountered or engaged with that avatar. So check out the links in the show notes to do a deeper dive on the study, how it was accomplished technically, but it immediately caught my eye because we've been working so much with avatars. We've talked so much about all the different types of use cases as far as marketing, but as far as digital content creation, product education, social media, customer service, the list goes on and on when you consider how you can use these digitally created avatars or clones, which is kind of what we talked about with HeyGen. And this study just represents a huge step forward in the realism of these avatars. Now, to continue our avatar theme, and particularly avatars that can affect how we work as marketers, Meta recently announced plans to allow AI-generated characters and profiles in its platform. So in this case, these are profiles that can actually be created by these AI characters, and then content can be published and engagements can be had by these characters as well. So this is kind of a jumping off of the AI character creation tools that Meta introduced way back in July. It appears that they're probably using that data and that information in those created characters, of which apparently there are hundreds of thousands, to power this new AI profile creation. And additionally, there's speculation that this data will probably be used to create, or at least to train, some virtual characters or personas in augmented reality or future future virtual customer experiences or user experiences. Of course, there are many experts, particularly experts who are wary of AI or at the very least concerned about our AI future, which I think we all should be to some degree, have highlighted a lot of additional concerns about the potential damage that these AI-generated social media profiles could do. It shouldn't take too much imagination to see how social content can affect how people behave in the real world and the consequences of that. False and misleading content has been a huge problem on social media platforms before AI, and it will only continue to be whether that content is text or video or audio. So there's concern from the safety advocates, but there's also concern from social media proponents and leadership that this could spell the end of actual human interaction on social media. And we might see a dilution of our social media platforms with millions of AI-generated avatars. Now, to those concerns, Meta has stated that any content on Facebook that is generated by AI must include an AI info label to maintain that transparency. So we'll see how well that is implemented and how effective it is, because apparently there are already some issues with these avatars. According to an NBC News story that I plucked from a recent Rundown.ai newsletter, Meta has already had to remove some of these character accounts after a variety of criticisms, whether it was generating false information or people were not able to block them, which sounds like Meta's stating was the main problem. But there's some confusion around whether or not these characters are from the earlier releases back in 2023. And Meta responded by saying that, again, the reason they had to take down characters is that some people were having issues blocking them, apparently. So yet to be seen exactly how this AI persona rollout is going to proceed, but just illustrating that there are a variety of mixed reactions to this potential rollout from all users of social media, those who are for and against it. Okay, last but not least, I wanted to talk about a story, again pulled from an update in a Rundown.ai newsletter, where OpenAI and Microsoft had apparently come to an agreement on what they would define as AGI, and apparently they agreed way back in 2023. It should come as no surprise that it is very much a business definition, a monetary definition, and this agreement was just recently revealed. The agreement specifically defines a system as AGI if it is capable of generating $100 billion in profits. So at least in the eyes of OpenAI and Microsoft, or at least their shareholders, the intelligence level of a system can be determined by how much money it can make. I'll leave you with that little tidbit to reflect on and decide how that reflects on our society as a whole, on capitalism. Let me know if you think a monetary definition of AGI is appropriate, or if there should be some other, maybe more technical or maybe more philosophical definition. Let me know in the comments. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.